WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. As schools and colleges wrangle with whether and how to restart instruction in the fall, COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Virginia. That includes a spike in the Charlottesville area, where tighter social restrictions are going back into place this weekend. And the state's High School Athletic League postpones fall sports, including football, well, at least next winter. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 28. Reported cases of COVID-19 continue to climb in Virginia as school systems and colleges try to decide whether and how to restart classes for students in the fall. The seven-day average is now over 1,000 new cases per day, driven largely by a surge of cases in eastern Virginia at the beginning of July, according to the Virginia Department of Health. Cases have also been climbing in the Charlottesville area, where the daily average of new cases was in the single digits until July. Charlottesville reported 13 new cases on Monday. Since July 20th, 90 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported there. In response, officials in Charlottesville and Albemarle County have approved stricter social restrictions, including a mask mandate and limiting restaurants again to 50% occupancy. The new restrictions go into effect on Saturday. In Harrisonburg, after a surge of the disease in April, there have been only 22 new cases since July 20th, according to VDH. Statewide, there have been more than 86,000 confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. 2,082 people in Virginia are confirmed or suspected to have died from the disease. The Virginia High School League has voted to postpone fall sports until the winter and spring because of the pandemic. On Monday, the league's executive committee voted 34-1 to play all sports between December and June, effectively canceling the fall football season. League executive director Billy Hahn said high-risk sports could not be played until the state moved out of reopening phase 3 or until restrictions such as social distancing and group limitations were loosened. Under current guidelines, low-risk sports such as golf and baseball could be played, but having those sports in the fall would create logistical and financial issues, especially because ticket sales, which provide leagues with funding, would be limited or non-existent. The VHSL is the principal sanctioning organization for athletics among public high schools in Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam has issued 16 executive orders since the beginning of March, mostly related to the pandemic. A leading Republican in the state Senate is sponsoring a bill to place new limits on Northam's authority. Ben Pavier with our partner station VPM reports.
A 1973 Virginia law gives the governor the right to pass orders that have the power of law during an emergency. Governor Northam has used it to close schools during the pandemic and impose a curfew during protests. Steve Newman is vice chair of the Senate Republican Caucus. He says the legislature needs to have a bigger role.
Over the last 133 days, we have been governed by press conference, and that is not the way the Code of Virginia or the Constitution of Virginia, I think, is meant to operate.
Currently, an emergency order can last over a year, depending on when it's announced. Newman's bill would limit the emergency order to 30 days. If the General Assembly didn't intervene, it could be renewed one more time for another month. A spokesman for Northam calls those timelines arbitrary and says emergencies require a fast and flexible response from the governor. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Fewer new voters are registering to vote in Virginia because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that new voter registrations are significantly lower compared with the two most recent presidential elections. According to the Virginia Public Access Project, 40% fewer voters registered in June compared to June 2016. However, the numbers in June were actually a slight rebound from the low numbers reported in May and April. Numbers have been ticking up as Department of Motor Vehicle Centers have reopened, a primary location for voter registration. The virus has also put a stop to traditional voter registration efforts, including door-to-door canvassing, booths at public events, and registration on college campuses, many of which remain closed. Finally today, lawmakers are about to return to Richmond and consider a host of criminal justice reforms. One of them would prohibit law enforcement officers from executing warrants at night. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky has prompted a round of soul searching among prosecutors in Virginia. Taylor was an African-American woman who was killed by police who had a warrant to enter her apartment in the middle of the night without identifying themselves. Hampton Commonwealth's attorney Anton Bell says the incident shows a need for reform in Virginia.
A requirement that all warrants be served during the daytime, and that would include a knock and announce provision with additional showing to a judge, not a magistrate, who will have that skill level to be able to truly assess the danger.
Some prosecutors disagree. Fluvanna County Commonwealth's attorney Jeff Hayslip.
I think that's a bridge too far. I think nighttime search warrants are fine. I think to have to do them during daytime hours, it would be very difficult for law enforcement officers to do their job. They need to act when they can act, and I don't see anything wrong with serving a search warrant at night.
Requiring law enforcement officials to serve warrants only in the daytime is one of the items on the agenda for the newly created Progressive Prosecutors for Justice, a group that includes Anton Bell, among others. The Virginia Association of Commonwealth's Attorneys has no position on the proposal. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Tuesday.